The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 48. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Fred. Tonight, friends, we are happy to present a script by a young author who is new to Radio City Playhouse. His name is Cheryl Hendricks, and at 26 years of age, he has been a newsboy, a golf caddy, a farmhand, an undertaker's assistant, a circus barker, a boiler room flunky in the Merchant Marine, and a GI in India and Burma. His short stories and articles have appeared in many magazines, and he has just completed his first novel. Now he is interested in radio, and we hope to present more of his work in the very near future. We are also happy to welcome to the Playhouse for the first time Mr. Charles Penman, who plays the difficult and taxing role of Henry Spotter, ably supported by Sylvia Davis as Rosalind. Here, then, is The Birthday Party by Cheryl Hendricks, starring Charles Penman as Henry and Sylvia Davis as Rosalind, Attraction 48 on Radio City Playhouse.
A house, a large, expensive house, much like other large, expensive houses, except that the trees that hang over the porch have no leaves. Only long, slimy ropes of moss that tangle about the branches, blotting out the sky above. There's no fancy terraced yard, only the planks that hold the house up out of the black swamp water that curls stagnantly about the porch and trees and disappears into the hot, fog-like steam. In the living room of the house, a man sits filing at a mounting plaque of a tiger head. His wife sits knitting, squinting carefully at the yarn, at times glancing nervously at her husband or at the animal heads mounted on the walls. Even inside, she can hear the distant noises of the swamp above the monotonous sound of the filing.
Oh, it'll be so nice to have him back. It's been 5 years, Henry, and now he's coming home for an evening. Henry, I've got an idea. We'll have Jesse put the birthday cake on the table in here, and I'll play Happy Birthday on the piano. The dampness hasn't ruined the strings again. That would be nice, don't you think, Henry? Henry, it's just for one evening. He's our son, Henry. He's coming back for his 30th birthday all the way from New York. We'll have supper and play cards, just the three of us. And then we'll...
I told you, Rosalind, I don't want to see him ever again.
Henry, do I ever ask anything of you? Anything for myself?
You're a good wife, Rosalind. But I won't have him here.
But Henry, just for one night, why can't you forget that...
You know why as well as I do. He doesn't seem to think I meant what I said. But let him come. We'll see.
But Henry, he'll be gone again in the morning. Can't you be nice to him for one evening? Try to forget everything for tonight and... Oh. Henry, please don't sit there filing on those hunting trophies. Listen to me. I've never complained about living in this swamp, have I? If we have to live here, we have to live here, and that's all. But why build this mansion of a house if we can't even have our own son home? Why? Why can't we...
Who is it?
It's Jesse, sir.
Well, come in. Don't stand out there in the hall.
I heard the taxi boat coming out through the swamp, sir. I was wondering if you'd like dinner served as soon as he gets here.
Why, yes, Jesse, I think so. Is it all right with you, Henry? Henry, is... Oh, yes, Jesse, serve it as soon as he comes. And spread it nice across the dining room table like you used to, will you, Jesse?
Yes, ma'am.
And build a good, cheerful fire in the fireplace and put out all the lights so it's real light and everything, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there's the boat now.
Oh, it sure sounds bad on the swamp tonight. There's too much fog laying over everything, choking up everything, like bad things.
Oh. You just cook up a good meal and turn on lots of lights in the dining room, Jesse. We'll pretend it's New York.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesse.
Yes, sir?
My wife seems to be very forgetful tonight. She seems to have forgotten that when Mr. Robert was home, we used to eat out on the porch.
Henry, you're not suggesting...
We didn't move into the middle of Louisiana in order to pretend we're living in New York. We'll have dinner on the porch, Jesse.
Henry.
Set the table at the corner where we used to tie the boat. Close to the water, where we can hear the night swamp sounds. Well, what are you waiting for?
Yes, sir.
Henry, please. Why do you have to spoil everything by...
It's our son's birthday. He's coming home for the first time in 5 years.
Yes.
I'm sure after he's been gone so long, he'd like to find things just as they've always been.
Well, son, how is everything, dear?
Fine, Mother, fine.
It's good to have you home for your birthday.
I'm glad to be here, Mother. You're both looking awfully well.
Oh.
Dad, you're looking just as strong and healthy as ever. Can you still chin yourself with one arm?
Oh, your father's not as young as he used to be, Robert.
Who, Dad? Oh, it'd take more than a little gray hair to stop you, wouldn't it, Dad?
I had Jesse make sausage cakes just for you, Robert. Are they good?
Oh, they're very good, Mother. Very good. And how is Jesse? I've hardly spoken to him since I got in.
He's still the same old Jesse.
Yes, Jesse's still the same. Still believes there are voodoo ghosts out in these swamps. You could offer him all the gold in the world, and Jesse wouldn't dream of taking a boat out in these swamps at night. Jesse's made out of a yellow mold, you know. He's always afraid that...
Are the potatoes done enough, Robert?
Oh, yes, Mother, they're fine. It's a wonderful meal. But it's kind of damp out here, isn't it?
It was my idea to eat on the porch, Robert. I thought you'd like it. I had Jesse set the table out here especially for you.
Did you, Dad?
Yes. I always say a man likes to spend as much time out of rooms as he can.
Yeah, that's right, Dad.
I like to sit and look at the shadows of the moss hanging down from the trees. You can't tell from here whether it's moss or snakes. It might be nothing, or it might be...
Henry!
Might be anything. A man likes to live in the middle of the world, not coupled up in a room. A man likes
to... Henry, let's eat dessert.
Yes, let's eat dessert. We have all evening to talk about men and swamps, don't we, Robert?
We'll talk about whatever you like, Dad.
How's the dessert, Robert?
Oh, fine, Mother. Delicious.
Good.
I've always liked coconut pudding. You can't get it anywhere else like this. Dad, do you still like coconut pudding the way you used to?
No, Robert, your father still likes cherry pie about as well as anything. Henry, I'll make you a cherry pie with a whipped cream top. Oh, there go those awful drums.
Awful drums, Rosalind? But they're just plain, ordinary drums. They're only awful to cowards and superstitious fools.
Yes, Mother, they're just drums, that's all.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Robert. It's all right for a woman to be frightened of such things, but it could hardly be more than spineless of a man, could it?
It's getting chilly out here. I think I'll go in.
Chilly? Out here? Nonsense, Robert. Your hands are sweating. As I was saying, we've always had spines in our family, haven't we? Men, big game hunters, explorers, soldiers, afraid of nothing.
Yes, Dad, that's true.
Of course, that's not counting swamps and boat rides. What's the matter, Robert? You spilled your coffee.
I couldn't help it.
Still the same old Robin. 5 years have made no difference. Boat rides, the squeal of a mouse, it makes no difference. How could you be my son?
Henry, let's have our...
Go in the house and take another look at my trophies. It took guts to bring tigers back alive. It took courage to cut your way through the jungles where human feet have never touched before. How could you be my son?
Dad, please. Do we have to go into it again? You know it upsets Mother, and I...
My
and I
dear son hasn't changed a bit in five
Henry.
Years. Not one bit.
Henry, stop it.
He's still afraid. Afraid of everything. He's still afraid of boat riding on the swamp at night.
Dad, please. I just came home for a visit to see you. I thought you'd be pleased. Can't we just be civil and quiet and just visit?
My son. The son of Henry Spotter, and just as yellow and spineless as ever. You're weak, Robert, and the weak have no right to live.
You're wrong, Dad. Weak people have every right to live. That's why I'm...
Henry, sit down, please.
No.
Please don't spoil things, Henry.
He's a coward. He's a coward, and he's yellow, and he's no good.
Henry, don't. Henry, please come back and finish your pudding. Oh, Robert, I'd hoped so much we could have had a happy evening.
I guess he'll never change.
Don't say that, Robert, please.
I don't mind his ranting, Mom. He's not happy unless he's yelling at somebody. But he'll never change. You're wearing yourself out trying to...
I just can't give him up, Robert. I can't give up.
Oh, what a horrible place to live. Slimy moss, that filthy water.
He won't live anywhere else, Robert. And even if he would, I don't think we'd be able to.
Oh, Mom, come to New York with me. Call it a day and come back with me in the morning.
Oh, no.
There's no use going on and torturing yourself just because Dad...
No, Robert. I'll stay with him. Maybe you won't understand this, but I can't leave him. You see, I remember him as he was. Gentle, kind, wonderful. He feels that this is the only place he can live now, and I guess it is.
But, Mother, you're only 50. Does he have to ruin your life? Keep you... walled up in a stinking, dirty swamp like this with a bunch of animal heads and hunting trophies? You don't have to live here, Mom.
He's my husband, Robert. I love him.
You couldn't love him. Not now. You couldn't.
Yes, dear. You see, I love him now for what he was.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That's all right.
You've always been like this, quiet and loyal, and I guess I shouldn't have come. He hates me so much that... What's the matter, Mom?
A boat. Out there by the porch, I... Oh, it's just Jesse.
Oh, Jesse in the flat-bottom boat. Hello, Jesse.
Jesse, why are you getting the flat-bottom boat out?
Mr. Henry told me to, ma'am. He said he wanted it left right here. Hooked in a porch tree.
Oh? Is he planning to go fishing tomorrow or something? Jesse, I asked you why Mr. Henry wants the boat.
I don't know, ma'am. He just told me to... hook it here to the boat trail and leave it.
But, Jesse, I don't think...
I don't know, ma'am. Honest. I don't know. I'll go in now and get the fireplace going so it'll be more cheerful.
Yes. Robert, I'm frightened.
Maybe he just wants the boat out here for... Well,
no,
for...
Robert, I'm scared. I didn't think he meant it. I didn't think he'd do anything but yell at you as always.
Oh, Mom, now, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Everybody wants their boat out sometimes. Let's go in by the fire and forget it,
shall
we?
No, Robert, this is dangerous.
No nonsense. Now, come on inside.
No.
Lots of people leave their boats hooked to the front porch all the time.
You don't understand, Robert. This is the first time that boat's been out since the last night you were here.
So you've come in, have you? Was it too cold outside?
Yes, it was, Henry. We decided to sit in here by the fire.
Won't you join us, Dad? Come on.
Thank you. Here we are, the three of us together.
Yeah, here we are.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? It's just like we...
Just like 5 years ago. Is that what you were going to say, Rosalind?
Yes.
I see the card tables up so we can play cards just like we did that night. Why, I'll bet there's even a boat tied out to the porch. Everything just like it was 5 years ago.
Look, Dad, let's forget it. Let's just be comfortable and quiet and play cards. Tonight has nothing to do with 5 years ago.
It has lots to do with 5 years ago. 5 years ago on this very day, you were 25. And you gave me the final proof that you are nothing but a lousy yellow coward.
Henry, please,
I've given you every chance. All your life, I've given you every chance. You remember Africa, don't you, Robert? And how I had to leave you with your mother in Casablanca. Oh. My son was too yellow to go into the jungle.
If we're going on all night like this, where I'd...
Keep quiet, Rosalind. Don't stand up for him. You think he was just a child then? Just a boy? That's why I waited. Waited for him to grow up.
Then wait now, Henry. Wait until he leaves before you...
No, Rosalind, he's not a child now. He wasn't a child when I brought us to this swamp. He was a grown man of 25, but he trembled like a baby, even at these stupid half-caste superstitions. You both remember, I gave him his chance 5 years ago. 5 years ago tonight, I gave him his chance, his last chance. Yes. And did he take it? No. He believes some ghost of an alligator would snap him up if he paddled out in that swamp. I don't claim you. You've no right to be my son.
Oh.
Not my son.
Henry, it's his birthday.
Well, I didn't ask him back. I didn't ask him back with his stinking pale face. You're still afraid, aren't you, Robert? Aren't you?
Robert.
The boat's out there now. If you're not yellow anymore, go out and take the boat out into that swamp alone.
But, Henry...
Well, will you take the boat out now? I didn't think you would.
Let's play cards, Henry. Come on, now let's play cards.
That's right. That's right, we played cards that night, too.
Pull up your chair to the table, Henry, and we'll play.
All right, Rosalind, but first I'll open these doors out onto the porch. It's nicer that way, and you won't have so far to go, Robert, if you decide to take a boat ride. Ah, here we are. Everything just like it was. Robert's birthday and the three of us playing cards.
I wish you'd forget that, Dad. 5 years have passed.
I won't forget it, nor will you.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm leaving.
No, Robert,
there's
no.
Absolutely no use
Don't
going
give
on.
Up yet, Robert. The party's just starting. Besides, I have a birthday present for you. Here it is. A gun.
What?
A nice, light automatic. I'll just lay it here on the table beside me while we play cards.
Henry, if this is supposed to be a joke,
I said I had a present for Robert. It's a little unusual, I admit, but it should make the party more exciting. What time does that clock say?
Mother, I don't understand this. Does he actually...
Shh. I don't know.
Oh, yes. It's 11:45. Well, that leaves 15 minutes of your birthday still to go, Robert. That's another present, Robert. I'm also giving you the 15 minutes between now and midnight. Your birthday will be over then. Now, you can start dealing the cards, Rosalind.
Yes.
Let's have a good game. After all, this is a birthday party.
Henry, you're making it very difficult for both of us.
It's very simple, Rosalind. Either Robert takes that boat out in 15 minutes... Or at 12 o'clock, I'm going to shoot him.
Shoot.
You understand? Shoot him. It's your turn to play, Robin.
Oh, sorry. I'll play the 6 o'clock. Yeah,
and I'll pick up the six, add it to two others to make a set of three. Well, I win again. What's the matter with you two? You don't seem to have your minds on the game. Why, don't you like to play cards anymore, Robin?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you still think I won't shoot you. Is that it? Is that what you're thinking? You're growing paler, Robert. Your hands are beginning to sweat.
Henry.
Why don't you grab for the gun and see what happens?
Will you stop this nonsense, Henry? Will you stop acting like a child?
9 minutes more, Rosalind. In 9 minutes, you'll find out whether I'm acting or not. You don't think I'm acting, do you, Rosalind?
Well, look, Dad, let's forget the whole thing. I'm going away on the first boat in the morning. I won't come back. I won't come back ever again. But let's forget it now.
Forget it? Why should I forget it? Why should I put up with you? You're a leech. A leech that sucks away the vitality that real men give the world. You're not my son. Look around the walls. Look at that elephant's head. At that tiger. Do you know how close I was to that tiger when I shot it?
Oh, no.
Do you? Huh? Look at those leopard heads. Look at them. Leopards. I walked right up to them in the Brazilian jungle. Right up to them.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I know. That's fine.
And I've never broken under any strain. But you will. You will. You've got 8 minutes. That's plenty of time to squirm and beg and feel your heart trembling in your throat. That's what cowards' hearts do, isn't it, Robert? They don't beat, they tremble.
Robert.
Tremble like sick machines that get in the way of a healthy world. Is your heart trembling yet, Robert? Is it?
No, no, Dad, I'm not a coward.
Will you stop this, Henry? I can't stand it.
I can't either, Rosalind. It makes me sick. Robert, if you're not a coward, why won't you go out in the boat? What is out there that would make you prefer to get shot?
Dad, I think it's time...
Mother, please.
All right, Mother. Dad, it's been a long time since I've been out in the swamp. I've forgotten the landmarks. Yeah, I get lost and...
The only thing you've forgotten is that you're not a woman. Well, you've got 7 minutes now. 7 minutes.
He would get lost, Henry. Lost. It's dark and treacherous out there.
7 minutes, Robert. Why don't you beg me to spare you? Beg me. Beg me. Well, not yet, eh? Well, then I'll take a look and make sure the boat's still there. Then I won't kill you unfairly. Oh, don't look so hopeful, Robert. I'll take the gun with me. There. You'd like me to leave it so you could shoot me in the back, wouldn't you? Well, don't worry. I'm taking it with me. Well, the boat's still out here, Robert, tied to the same post, just as it was 5 years ago. The swamp's still here, too, Robert, anytime you're ready. I guess you're still afraid of water and fog and a couple of drums beating in some native's hut. It's easier to die than be a man, isn't it, Robert? Isn't it? Why don't you beg me, Robert? Beg me!
I'll be patient with him, Robert.
I'll try, Mom.
Well, you're holding up better than I expected, but you won't hold up for long.
Mother, I just don't know what to do with
him.
6 minutes. 6 minutes, Robert. Now it's 5 minutes and 45 seconds. The boat's still out there, Robert. You've got 5 minutes and a half now.
Henry, you're deliberately doing this. You don't have to. You've never been like this before.
So you won't go, eh, Robert? You won't go out in that boat. All right, have it your own way. You can't stand the idea of that swamp, so you'll die. You'll die in 5 minutes. 5 minutes by the clock, Robert. 5 minutes. Hear it ticking. Ticking your life away. It's ticking your life away. Ticking, ticking, ticking. 2 minutes, 1 minute and 55 seconds. Are your hands sweating, Robert?
Henry.
1 minute and 40 seconds. Is it too hot for you, Robert? Is the clock ticking too fast?
Okay.
1 minute and 30 seconds. You better start thinking, Robert. Your birthday party's nearly over.
I'm going upstairs.
No, stay still, Rosalind. Don't try to call Jesse. One move from you and he won't live for the few seconds he has left.
Henry.
Don't think your sobbing's going to save him this time. 1 minute and 5 seconds, Robert. You still have time to grovel and beg. Now you've less than a minute, Robert. Beg me, beg me, beg me. If your feet haven't touched that boat in 50 seconds, Robert, they'll never touch anything again.
I'm not going, Dad. I'm not going.
Shut up! Don't talk to me. Don't let me hear your yellow voice, as yellow as a little two-bit coin. My son. Well, you're not my son anymore. You've got 20 seconds, Robert, 20 seconds. Right out there's the same boat, the same swamp. What do you think is in the swamp, Robert? Lions, monsters, ghosts? What's out in that fog? Nothing, I tell you, nothing.
Dad.
You won't take that little boat out and paddle around in the water? You'd rather be shot? Do you think your filthy life worth living, do you?
Oh, Henry, stop it. Shut up, I can't stand it.
Come on, Robert, there's the boat. Scared of the jungle, scared of swamps. You're not my son, not the son of Henry Spotter. You're not a man, you're yellow. There's nothing out there but steam. Just steam, I tell you, there's sea, see it. Would you rather die than go out in that steam? All right. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, what? Now I'm going to shoot you.
Dad, get hold of yourself. There's no gun. You're not holding anything. And you're not going to shoot anybody.
What? You've taken it. You're a thief, too. Quit pointing at me. Quit pointing it at me. Quit it. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of that swamp. What's out there? Just fog, I tell you. I'm not afraid of that stinking swamp.
Quiet now, Mom.
Yes.
He'll be all right until the doctor's boat gets here.
It's ended. It's over.
Yeah.
I can't stand it any longer. I never thought he would get this bad. He's never been so bad that he'd even dream up a gun.
Maybe I should have taken the boat out.
No. The doctor has always said that was his last illusion, thinking it was you instead of him that was afraid of the swamp.
I know.
He's been accusing you of all his own weaknesses. I guess he was just born without courage, that's all. And he had to talk about it all the time. He's told me 1,000 times about how he shot those 2 leopards in the Brazilian jungle.
Yeah. Poor Dad. He even had his geography wrong.
Yes, I know. You shot that pair in Africa, didn't you?
You have just heard The Birthday Party, as written by Cheryl Hendricks for Attraction 48 on Radio City Playhouse. Charles Penman starred as Henry, Sylvia Davis played Rosalind. Other players were Jimmy Monks as Robert and Paul Arnold as Jesse. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield, and the entire production was under the direction of Harry W. Junkin.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week on Radio City Playhouse, a thrilling suspense story called Tension in 643 by Alan Sloan. We hope you'll join us and that you will also listen to 8 by Request this Thursday when John Garfield will star in The Door. That's this Thursday, item 4 on 8 by Request. Good night, everybody.
This is Fred Collins speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.